Now, the Greater Shepparton City Council's Disaster Recovery Team, Resilience in Recovery, invites everyone to Undera the Stars. And I like that term, Under the Stars, Undera the Stars. It's Saturday the 11th of May from 6 through till 10 p.m. Visit the Undera Recreation Reserve to enjoy a night under the stars with plenty of entertainment. There'll be lights, food trucks, live music, family-oriented front with something on offer for all ages. The event will feature a fantastic lineup of local talented artists, that's for sure, including KB and Kiddo, Maddie Colville Walker, The Wildings, and Wildwood. Now, waiting on the other end of the phone line, I have Declan Napier, who is one of the team from the Resilience and Recovery team. Good afternoon, Declan.
Hey, John, how are you going? Thanks for having us.
Really good. No, thank you for calling us back and talking to us after a bit of fun with the phone then.
All good. No stress at all.
Now, this sounds like it's going to be an absolutely awesome night.
Yeah, no doubt at all. Like, I think the community is pretty psyched for it. And, yeah, they've put in a lot of time and effort. And, yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well. But, yeah, the amount of community groups who've got involved is unbelievable. Football, netball club, general store, cricket club, the rec reserve, the primary school, the kindergarten, everyone sort of jumped in. So, it should be a great
awesome.
Night.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, what have we got there talent-wise? Look like KB and Kiddo, Maddie Colville-Walker.
Yeah, KB and Kiddo kicking us off. Maddie Colville-Walker, so I'm sure the two of them most of us would probably be pretty familiar with.
Yep.
And then, continuing the night with the Wildings. They're a duo from over in Echuca. And then we're finishing off the night with some special guests to the region, the Wildwood Folk Trio. So they're coming over from Melbourne and... Yeah, I think giving us some sort of Mumford and Son vibes to finish off the night, so it should be great.
Oh, Folk Trio, that'd be absolutely awesome. Something totally different. Love that idea. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that should be really good. They're excited.
Yep. Now, this is going to kick off at 6 o'clock. There's no charge or anything. Just be there. Do they need to bring anything?
Yeah, so we are recommending, like you said, the weather is looking a little bit better than it was yesterday.
Yep.
So it's looking like the rain should be staying away, but obviously, you know, it's coming into May, so it is getting a bit cooler. So we are recommending that if people can bring along a picnic rug, bring a picnic chair, whatever you think you might need to be comfortable.
Yep.
We do have water there as well, so bring a drink bottle, you can refill it.
Good.
And then as well, we do have gas heaters, just if that gives people a little bit of peace of mind. There will be heaters on site, so come along.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, bring whatever you need to settle in. So,
yep, no worries at all.
And I'd say, of course, as well.
I'd say plenty of insect repellent too. I've spent a few nights out at Undera at the Speedway track there, and yeah, the flies and the mozzies.
Although
the flies should have dropped off a bit.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, maybe when the sun goes down, they'll leave us alone.
But, absolutely.
Yeah, we've got all some bits and bobs to make sure everyone's covered. So, just bring what you need to be comfortable pretty much. And,
yep.
Check out on Facebook for more info.
That's going to be an absolutely great occasion. What are the food trucks?
Yum Yum May. We've got Longhouse Paella. They're actually coming over from Cobram.
Yep.
So we'll have some paella on site and, yeah, there's lots of different options. A free barbecue as well done by the Footy Netball Club. So there'll be options to cover all dietaries, vegan, veggie, gluten-free, all that sort of jazz. So, yeah, there's something available that everyone can enjoy. And, we think, they're all keen. Oh, coffee, of course, keeps us all warm. So, yeah, there'll be plenty available.
No worries at all. Plenty of room to dance around on the oval too. It'll be absolutely fantastic night, I reckon. It's a great idea.
Yeah. No doubt at all. And, the courtesy bus as well that we have running, hopefully makes it really easy for everybody to get out there. So,
I didn't know there would be a courtesy bus. Where would that be picking up from?
Yeah, so we have a few different locations. There's three buses, but if you're in Bombatha, Shepparton, Maroochydore, Calamba, Murchison, Tatura, or Kyabram and Lancaster... you'll be able to get out there on one of the free courtesy buses that we have running. So all you've got to do is book a spot, and you can do that by calling us here at Council, 5832 9700, or you can do it yourself via the Facebook page, or you can flick us an email on recovery@shepparton.vic.gov.au.
Oh, awesome.
And it gets everybody out there at 6 and finishes after the last performer and takes you back home. So
that's absolutely great.
So it makes it really easy for people to come, which is amazing.
Oh, that's something that didn't come up on our read, that there's buses running too, and that's an absolutely great idea.
Yeah. No, that was the idea. We want to sort of try and get as many people out there as we can. So
absolutely,
hopefully that helps a few people out.
Absolutely. Now, that number, if you want to book us, the council one at 58329700.
Yes, that's
good
exactly
stuff.
Right.
That's awesome. No worries. Anything else special?
Anything else special? Well, I suppose it's just reinforcing, you know, why these events are sort of running.
Yes.
And, you know, the importance of the collaboration on this one with the community out there. And, you know, like, obviously, everyone's in a very, very different position, 18, 19 months on from October 2022. But
yeah,
this is just a really great event, I think, to bring community together, to bring our entire region together, really, all of
yes,
Greater Shepparton, to, you know, out to Wandera, to wrap their arms around them, but also just, you know, get people connecting with services they may need, highlighting the need for community connection, and providing a platform to put all of that in one place in a really safe, happy, welcoming environment. So, really about giving Wandera that support, and, you know, these little towns, they, you know, need sort of a little extra boost sometimes, and it's really awesome that they've jumped on board and, you know, they're already talking about trying to make this an annual event. So
good idea.
They're feeling really encouraged and really excited, which is amazing.
Oh, sounds like a great idea. No worries at all. My son Andrew played footy out at Wandera many long years ago and actually won a premiership with the reserves. So, yes, that takes the family back a long time. A great community, great bunch of people. They really are. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, the Resilience Recovery Team, what else have you guys got organised or looking into the future?
Yeah, so my colleague's currently working on a comedy night, actually, that's coming up in Maroochydore on the 31st of May. So that'll be another really good one that people can come along to. So I think that's gone up on our Facebook page as of yesterday.
Great.
Or you can call us if you're interested in more info. So again, the same number. And then we also are partnering with some internal teams here on the Business Big Ideas Festival that's starting on the 16th of May, running through until the 23rd. So there's support intermingled within that around wellbeing for small businesses. And I suppose connecting with new audiences and I suppose becoming a little bit more resilient as business owners when we do experience disruptions to our operating hours. So, there's workshops in there that can cater for all businesses, but also, you know, around businesses that may, you know, need that little bit of extra support. So we've sort of got some projects in the pipeline now, but everything that we have is always going up on our Facebook page or on our council website as well. So
no worries. Yep.
Anything comes out, people can check it on there.
Right now, your Facebook page, how do we get into that one? Just straight in and type in
Resilience in Recovery.
Right, that's all we need to do and we'll go straight into Facebook on that. Sounds great.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look. Or you can use our council website if you're not a Facebook user.
Yep.
There's a few avenues. Or if in doubt, you can call us and one of us will be able to have a chat.
So if you're going through greatershepparton.com.au and then scroll through to Resilience in Recovery, you can go from there.
Yep, that's exactly right. Just Greater Shepparton City Council Flood Recovery and it'll take you to our page. It'll have information around frequently asked questions. So I think there's still, obviously, we're still getting questions from the general community about how we got established, how this is all being supported and funded. And obviously, we are supported and funded by the Victorian and Australian government. And this is funding, like I said, from October 2022. So if people are looking for some more context, what support's available? Does it, you know, am I included? Does it cater for me? You can jump on our website, give us a call, and all the info is on there to get a little bit more context around what it is that we're trying to do, with community moving forward. So, we're only a phone call or a click away.
No worries at all, Declan. Absolutely fantastic. Wish you all the best on Saturday night for an absolutely fantastic show and the rain keeps away and everybody has a ball.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. Andira's really excited and we hope to see everybody out there and every single person in Greater Shepparton and beyond is welcome. So
no worries at all.
We'll see how it goes.
And our listeners out there, don't forget, if you'd like to catch the bus, just give the council officers a call and they'll tell you where and what time and yeah, absolutely great.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thanks a lot, John.
No worries, Declan. Thank you very much for your talk and giving us your time. It's been absolutely fantastic to have a chat. That's Declan Napier from the Resilience Recovery Team at the Shepparton Council. Well done. Thanks, Declan. Bye for now. There we go. Well, absolutely fantastic event coming out there. It's absolutely awesome.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.